Hi, beautiful, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, the oasis of self-love in your week. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some authentic gems on your self-care journey. No matter where you are in your journey, this podcast is your weekly reminder and your gentle nudge to grow into the radiant being that you're meant to be. So I invite you to grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Neo Self-Care. First and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for being here, because you can be anywhere else, but you decided to be here with me, and I am so grateful and so thankful for that, all right? Before we get the episode started, I do want to take a moment out to say I apologize about last week, y'all. It was extremely busy for me, and, you know, self-care. I can't make a self-care podcast and not, you know, incorporate self-care for myself, and I needed to really rest and recuperate, get my mind together, really figure out some things, and then, you know, come back better and stronger next week, which is why I'm here now. So thank you so much for those who continue to support the channel, continue to support the podcast, continue to support me as the host. I appreciate you guys so very much. So without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and get started with this week's episode. First of all, can you guys believe it is almost February? I mean, I believe we have one more Tuesday at least. But it's already almost February. It is January 21st, exactly 30 days ago. It was December 21st, which was the winter solstice. And now we are at January 21st. So time is definitely flowing, with or without you, I say. So you might as well make the best of it. You know what I mean? I just can't believe it's almost February. Like, it's almost February. So crazy. It's almost springtime. I don't know about you guys, but me up here living on the East Coast up north, it is cold. It is so cold. There has been some snow days here already, and it's just freezing cold. So I am so looking forward to springtime, because the springtime is going to bring a little bit more warmth, but then that summertime is going to hit, and that is what I am truly waiting for. Truly excited about it. So hopefully wherever you are warm, you are safe, and you are taking care of yourself. So we're going to go ahead and start this episode off with a gem of the week, aka a quote, our weekly quote, just to get us started here. And this one says, "In a world of trends, remain a timeless original. Embrace your quirks, dance to your own rhythm, and paint the canvas of your life with the colors that make you uniquely you." I really like the first half. It's not even a half. First part of this quote. "In a world of trends, remain a timeless original." A timeless original. This is what's really going to open up our topic for the week. And it really is just about, you know, being yourself, leaving the world behind and learning yourself all over again. A lot of our episodes are kind of sound like they mix and merge with each other, but that's because we are human beings and we need to constantly be reminded, especially when we're trying to be reconnected back with ourselves, or when we are reconnecting back to ourselves. There are a couple times where we do have to be reminded and realize, okay, look, we got to get back on point. We got to get back on point, right? Because sometimes we, you know, go through the habits of change. And with change comes resistance, naturally, natural resistance. And sometimes you fall off. But it doesn't matter if you fall off. It's just about making sure you continue to get back on, which is why some of our topics sometimes will come right back around in a different way, in a different perspective, so that subconsciously it can be received in a way that works for each individual, because we all are our own individual within the collective unity of each other. So Let's talk about it. You guys already know if you are an OG here, but if you're new here, I always like to talk about myself. I like to keep it real because how can I expect that from y'all if I'm not willing to give it myself? You know what I mean? So let's talk about it. I don't mind putting my life on the table if we can let somebody know they're not the only person going through something. So coming back to ourselves, right? Guilty. Let's just be real. On a world full of trends, I mean, the time is original. I have been found guilty of wanting to be like other people sometimes, right? It is, I think, that human type of wanting acceptance or wanting to not necessarily be alone, you know what I mean? And so it's like, if someone's not talking to me or talking to you, then you're like, oh, there must be something wrong with me. How can I fix me? And I mean, we do it at a young age, you know, wanting that acceptance from our peers in elementary school and in intermediate school and high school. And sometimes it carries with you through, you know, your adult life. So me growing up, I split my high school years in a couple of states. So I went like my first year of high school in Georgia, and then my second year of high school was in California. And I remember, you know, when I was in Georgia, just call it what it is, like, I was not a popular chick. Like, people did not really want to be my friends. I, like, would try, you know, but I didn't really fit in with the Georgia quote-unquote aesthetic, especially being from California, more specifically, like, the Bay Area, more specifically, the Silicon Valley. And so I've always been, obviously, a bit different if you take a Silicon Valley girl and put her in the heart of Georgia, right? Like, there's gonna be a difference, and that difference was made very clearly and loudly by, like, the people I went to high school with. And so I didn't really have that many friends at all. I actually believe I had like three, to be honest. But I wanted people to like me. I wanted to have friends. I wanted, you know, like, if I wasn't getting it from my family, you know, like, love from my family, I wanted to get love from, like, from friends. And I would try to change who I was so much because people would constantly remind me that I am not that, you know what I mean? That I'm different. And I did not embrace my unique individuality. I actually disgraced it and was pretending to be everything that I wasn't because I wanted someone to say, hey, you're pretty cool, let's be friends, or whatever the heck I was thinking in my mind, you know what I mean? I even remember, like, this one time, oh my gosh, this one time I really, like, just butchered my character. And, like, I remember this, there was, like, these group of girls in high school that did not like me at all. We had gotten a fight and everything. But I wanted their approval because they were the popular girls, you know? And I remember after school one day, like, I had went to Wendy's and I bought all of them food because I wanted them to be my friends. And they ate the food and they still wasn't fucking with me. They still wasn't fucking with me. Now, like, as a child, even though I was, like, a teenager, it was still a child, you know? But as a child, like, this shit kind of hurt. It hurt a lot because I was like, I don't get it. Like, I myself, they don't like me. I try to be like them. They still don't like me. And it made me spiral into, like, this not knowing who I am type of vibe, you know? And then once I got to, like, what, 19, 20, there still were moments like that, especially when you're in relationships sometimes. I've dated people who were, you know, told me that, oh, well, I can't be with you because you don't have, like, the big butt and, like, super shapely and stuff, like other chicks, you know, girls walking around BBLs. I'm not built like that, you know? And so, like, dating people, being in intimate relationship, people telling me that there's something wrong with me, making me feel like I need to go fix that and then I can stay with this person. So many things, you know what I mean? Like, throughout the years that I have personally dealt with, that made me, you know, lose my identity in a sense, or not even want to really know my identity because I felt like my identity was not enough. I mean, sometimes it can happen, like, with jobs. I remember this one time I felt like I was very overly qualified for a position, And I didn't get the job. And I was like, whoa, am I not as great as I think? You know, so these things happen a lot in our life. And it happens more so as social media continues to get pushed, as, you know, the trends come in. And if you're not it, you're what do they call it? Cancel culture and things like that, that teach you that who you are is not enough and you have to be like everybody else. And then you try to be like everybody else and people will still not like you, you know, like, so all it really is teaching you more. The world is teaching you more. Society is teaching you more to, you know, hate yourself, for lack of a better term. That's kind of what it is. And I just feel like that if there was never like a person that said, this is the ideal way that someone should act, this is the ideal way someone should look, this is the ideal way a person should dress, this is the, you know, if there was no rules around that, people will learn that they actually truly are enough. And that's what I want to get back into today. Like, really getting back into yourself, really embracing your own individuality and separating yourself away from people, you know, who in situations that don't support you and your being of your natural self. It's funny, I was talking to someone about 2 weeks ago and we were like, isn't it crazy that, you know, the way we talk and stuff, being from California, obviously, like, I don't talk like a lot of other people, but it's so funny because we'll be on social media and we'll hear people who's like from New York or from Atlanta or from like the deep South. And they will talk in like the aesthetic of like a California girl, you know? And we were just like, that's so crazy that that is like the aesthetic that people are literally straying away from who they like truly are. Because like, embrace your accent, embrace your flow, but we got people out here trying to conform even to a voice. Like, first it was body, then it was like characteristics, and now you're like completely conforming to a different voice as a whole. It's like, where's the originality? Where is that? Sometimes I get upset that I talk the way I do because there's so many other people that do it too, for the aesthetic, you know? But my girls will understand that one. But I'm just saying, like, it's just, it's deeper. It's in everything. It's in a lot of different things. And I feel like if you're going to follow people too in a healthy way. Follow people who eat healthy and do what they do, you know? Because that doesn't necessarily take you away from you. That actually builds more into you, you know? So sometimes I can get off topic. Anyway, so we're going to talk about embracing change, as a constant, right? So change is the only thing that's constant in life. We know that. We've heard it before. Yes. Change is the only constant in life. And when you embrace change, it can lead to a personal growth and self-discovery. So what is the change here? Changing yourself from what people know you as, from people have seen you become, changing yourself from the trend chaser, the person who's looking for outside validation, changing it to a more confident, secure, individual type of person. Change. It's growth. We talk about that all the time. How do you grow? You got to go through changes. You have to go through changes in order to get growth. And so the more that, or the quicker that you can accept change and embrace it and just take it on, whether you're fearful or not, the more that you can allow yourself to open up and go to a different part or point of self-discovery within yourself. Meaning that self-discovery, you're finding new things about yourself that you have pushed away or shut away because you were taught or learned that you couldn't be that. That wasn't okay. It wasn't good. Because like I say, if you're not hurting yourself or someone else, no one should have any words about who it is that you decide to become, because it is your life. You are the person witnessing. You are the person thriving. You are the person living this life, and you deserve to enjoy the journey of you, not the journey of everyone else around you and who you have to be forced to become. Let go of external expectations. Explore your own personal idea of shedding societal norms and expectations. Your idea. When you let go of the expectations of the people you learn this new type of freedom. You shouldn't have to be, you shouldn't have to take you to your 72, 74, 78, 83, 90, 97 years old for you to realize that you have always been enough. Because let me tell you something, people are up in their 60, 70, 80, 90s and they don't care now. But can you imagine if they had that same, I don't care? I know y'all have met people before, like older people, wiser people before, who just have this, I don't give an F attitude about nothing. I'm doing it. I can't park here. Watch me park here. I don't care. I'm gonna park here anyway. I know you've met those people. They're everywhere. They exist. But could you imagine if that same type of person is that same type of mind? Was thriving at 18, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, you will be unstoppable. So you shouldn't have to wait until you're, you know, on your last leg, or you shouldn't have to wait until, you know, you're about to transition for you to finally start living a life for yourself. Let go of other people's approvals. You don't need them. You don't need them. The world is walking around with so many insecure, unknowing people. But they put up a great front to show that they're okay. Because anybody who follows a trend, anybody who copies something, anybody who's like a mockingbird, a parrot, and cannot think for themselves, there's something within themselves that they're not okay with. They're not okay with who they are, so they have to look to other people to see who they should be. Can you see the problem in that? Can you see the problem in looking out to the world for direction of who you shall become or who it is that you, who you should be? You're asking someone else who you should be. That's just like asking other people for advice and then taking their advice instead of your own. People are not living your life. People are perceiving your life. But at the same time, they're perceiving your life, you're also perceiving your life. The difference between your perception and their perception is that your perception is the only one that matters. Because life is truly what you make it. Now, if you challenge yourself and you challenge yourself and you tell yourself, you know what, for 3 days straight, I am going to wake up with the perception that only my opinion matters and how I perceive myself is what's most important to me. And you go and you be that person and do those things that you perceive that that person does within you without asking other people for advice, without asking other people, hey, is it okay if I do this? Because that's really what you're seeing. But without anybody else's validation but your own, when you do that, see the difference. See the difference in what you can become and who you can become and what you can become. Like, really see it. See it and feel it, because I guarantee you, once you get a little taste of it, you may not go back. And that may not be a bad thing. Sometimes you have to, you know, take breaks. Unplugging from technology, reconnecting with nature to find inner peace. I talk about that a lot. Going back to your roots, quite literally. Because it's so loud on social media. It's so loud when you're watching TV shows and movies. It's so loud. Like, where are you? When do you make time for you? You know, go inside, listen to the natural sounds of birds, because birds are always going to be themselves. You're not going to catch no bird running around trying to be a fish. You just won't see it. Fishes may be in, canceled. You know, birds may be canceled, but guess what? They are still flying. Birds are already canceled. You know how many people believe they're not even real and they're just like spy drones are already canceled, but guess what they're doing still? Flying around. Because they see nothing wrong with it. They're gonna do it anyway. They don't care what people say. They still gonna take a poop on your car. But how's that for a robot? They still gonna do it. They're gonna do it. So when you disconnect and you reconnect to realness, you reconnect to nature, the natural, then you learn to be a bit more natural yourself within yourself as well. So, you know, like sometimes it just takes that. Sometimes it just takes taking a walk or something. Now, I know it's cold outside, so maybe you don't want to take a walk now. But, you know, bookmark that for the spring or for the summer. Because just reconnecting with something alive can be beneficial in helping you also become alive, you know? Rediscovering your passions. That's a big one. Rediscovering your passions, you see, because most of us, by the time that we're out of high school, by the time sometimes we get to high school, we don't really know what we're passionate about. We've gone through so many twists and turns of, no, that's wrong, oh, you shouldn't do that, oh, only girls do that, or boys do that, or whatever, all this other stuff that we forget how passionate we, you know, that we truly were about certain things. We forget about it. I remember when I was younger, I always wanted to do gymnastics. I wanted to do cheerleading. I wanted to do stuff like that. You know what's so funny? I just had an epiphany right now. Growing up, I was a tomboy. I was in a street, literally in a street, playing football with my brothers in the neighborhood, boys in the block. And, you know, I would be down in the creek catching crabs and doing weird stuff like that. You know, I was a tomboy, like, period. I always liked boys, but I was a tomboy. I grew up a tomboy, y'all, like, crazy, like, for real. Couldn't catch me in no dresses, no heels when I had a dress on. I used to sit with my legs open all the time because I was just a tomboy. Like, that was me. You know, I had one sister or whatever, but we, you know. But anyways, and I was like thinking here for a second, and I was like, wow, that is so crazy when I look at my life now and who I am now versus who I was growing up in that part that I can remember. And I would tell people, yeah, I was a tomboy when I was younger. And I realized I was a tomboy because I wasn't myself. You see, like, when I was in foster care, the last foster mother that I lived with, she was so girly. She was such a girly girl, and I loved every moment of it. I remember she used to curl her hair in the mirror, and I used to have, like, a toy curling iron and, like, curl my hair, and I would, like, hold a bag like it was a purse like her, and, you know, she used to wear a lot of perfumes. I used to love being in the perfumes. I used to, like, try to put lipstick on and everything. Loved it. By the time I moved back to my mom, I wanted to do cheerleading. I wanted to do gymnastics. I wanted to do the girly girl stuff. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I was into. And she told me no. Okay? Like, she told me no. And I never really, like, watched my mom put on makeup or do her hair or anything, you know, like that. That wasn't my environment with her. And so it kind of just faded away because I had no way to sustain it. And when I was asking to do certain things that could sustain it, I was taught at a young age that, like, no, you can't do these things. Do the opposite. So, see, she would let me go and, you know, play football in the streets with my brothers, but I couldn't go down the street at a friend's house and learn how to sew or, you know, make clothes like I wanted to do. I was taught that it wasn't okay. And it's so funny because being 31 now, I think back and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I actually really used to be into fashion. And, like, I can't believe this. Like, I wanted to design my own clothes, but I forgot all about it because it's been, like, so buried away, you know, like most things in our childhood. But it's about rediscovering your passion. That's why I tell that story, because there may be something that you realize, you know what, when I was younger, I actually wanted to do this too. But I was never given the opportunity, so I just swept it under the rug. But now that you're older, now that you're adulting your inner child, you can now do these things and feel good about it and you know, kind of rediscover you all over again. And so that's just what I mean when I say, like, rediscover passions, you know? And I feel like that another, like, really important thing is to dive into the power of self-compassion. You know, I talk about self-compassion a lot, but being kind to yourself, oh my gosh, that is such a critical step in the journey of self-discovery and self-love. So, so critical. You have to be kind to yourself. And I know we live in the type of society where nobody's really kind to themselves. People always talk about themselves. They're like, oh, that was so stupid of me, or blah, 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 blah. Always saying something mean to you. Like, no. You have to, you gotta be self-compassionate with yourself, because, like I always say, it's you. It's not dealing with nobody else. If you're mean to yourself, why should yourself continue to help you live? Like, why? You're mean to it. What is it gaining from you being mean to it? Nothing. You're hurting yourself, right? So self-compassion is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Each step of the way. When you first start getting back into yourself, people are gonna notice because you're gonna stand out. People are gonna notice because they're gonna be like, why are they doing that? But do it anyway. And be compassionate with yourself. When you notice, okay, they're looking at me again, like what's going on? Be compassionate with yourself. Be compassionate and say, that's okay. That's because this is what change feels like. And we're embracing change to the fullest. We're becoming ourselves to the fullest. It's all about reconnecting to yourself. It's that self-care. How can you have self-care if you don't even know yourself? Like, come on, you guys. You gotta start learning yourself. You gotta know yourself. That's what it's about. You have to. You at this point, you have no more choices. If you're listening to this, you have no more choices. Your only choice is to care about yourself. Your only choice is to be self-compassionate. That's where we're kind of at right now, you know? So what are some thought-provoking journal prompts that I can give you to help you, you know, on your journey? Well, let's see. In order to find your own self-exploration, the first one I would tell you is reflect on a moment when you felt most aligned with your true self. What were you doing? And how can you incorporate more of that into your life? I feel like I told you guys this one before. It's a really good one. Reflect on a moment when you felt most aligned with your true self. What were you doing? And how can you incorporate more of that into your life? So if I was writing this out the way, maybe an example of how I would write this out is, reflect on a moment when I felt most aligned with my true self. Huh, when I'm writing music. What was I doing? I was recording music. I was writing. I wasn't even writing. I don't even write my songs. I kind of just sing them to the beats that I make. But I felt more like myself. And I was like, well, how can I incorporate more of that into my life? Maybe just like start singing a little bit more. Maybe just start like singing a little melody or something when I'm in the shower or when I'm driving. Maybe turn off the radio and just, you know, like sing to myself. Or sometimes I say sing, but it's just a little quick hum or you know what I mean? Like, you don't even gotta like open your mouth, but that's a way that I can almost soothe myself and feel comfortable. Or maybe playing a song I really like and just turn it all the way up loud and just screaming at the top of my lungs while I'm driving, because no one can know what's happening in that vehicle because I'm in it by myself. You know? You know, maybe for somebody else, it's like, you know, the time I felt most aligned with my true self was last night. What was I doing? I was cooking. Okay, you felt aligned with yourself when you were cooking. So maybe you gotta cook more instead of order out so much, do you know? So little things like that, like just pay attention and see what comes for you. Journal prompt number two. I want you to identify three external expectations or societal norms that you feel pressured by. And then I want you to ask yourself, how can you release yourself from these expectations and live authentically? So identify three external expectations or societal norms that you feel pressured by. How can you release yourself from these expectations and live authentically? For myself, just an example again, identify one external expectation or societal norm is that like you gotta have a big butt to be desired. That was really like my thing. I was stuck on that for a long time because it felt like every woman in my family was blessed with that except for me. But especially with it being like a societal thing, like, you know, I grew up learning and hearing that men liked women who were voluptuous, and if you're not voluptuous, then good luck. You know, how can you release yourself from these expectations? Well, the way that I release myself from those expectations is the simple fact that may be true for them, but that's just not what it is for me. I just was not born with it. It is what it is. It was a more cutthroat type of experience for myself. So I was like, bro, like, you're not willing to go get body work done. You don't want to do that. You don't believe in that for yourself. So that means that you're either just going to continue complaining about something that you're not going to change, or, you know, like, or accept yourself fully. And I know some people be like, oh, you can go to the gym and build it. But the thing is, like, I don't want any of it. I want me. Do you know what I mean? I want who I am and what I look like. And so how can you release yourself from the expectations, live more authentically? Take care of my health. Do what I'm supposed to do. Work out. Feel good in my body. Wear things that make me feel good, that make me feel confident. That is how I show up more authentically within myself. And then my third journal prompt, imagine your ideal day without any obligations or external influences. And then describe it in detail and consider how you can infuse elements of this day into your regular life. So imagine your ideal day without any obligations or external influences. Describe it in detail and consider how you can infuse elements of this day into your regular life. So I'm not going to get deep into this one. I think it fits differently and accordingly for each person. But it's just what it says, you guys. Like, write out, what is your ideal day? Not say, oh, well, you know, I got to go to work. If that's not what your ideal day without any obligations or external influences is, don't put it down. But really figure out your ideal day. And even if your ideal day just included you drinking one glass of water right before bed, take that and incorporate into your day right now. That's how you can infuse elements of this day, your ideal day, into your regular life. Maybe your ideal day, you can't do nothing that's listed on there except for give a little bit of gratitude before going to sleep each night. Maybe that's your ideal day. So guess what? You can incorporate that within this now. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. I hope it makes sense. I do. But yeah, so, you know, meditate on those three journal prompts, write them down, record them out, do whatever it is that you need to do to express, because the more that you talk to yourself, the more that you big up yourself, show yourself that you care and you're available for yourself, the more yourself is going to start showing up for you, the more that change is going to happen, the more you're going to embrace it, because you're going to realize that you got your back and you are enough, and that's what it's about, you know? So our card of this week, I'm not even surprised, our tarot card of the week is the Four of Wands. Four of Wands in this particular case is about becoming more stable. So maybe some of us listening have not been as stable as we could be. And I'm not talking about stability like finances. I'm talking about stable within ourselves. But you know, like I said, it's not about, I mean, that's what we're kind of talking about, finding that stability within yourself, digging those roots within yourself to build a strong foundation. But the Four of Wands, it does talk about being more stable with you and finding joy and peace and have fun with it, right? Because when you're on this path of self-discovery, it's not about like, I'm mad, I gotta be like this, I gotta be like that. No, have fun with you. Laugh at yourself when you seem to have failed because it really taught you a lesson. Look at your life from a different perspective. Celebrate your wins, celebrate your losses, celebrate your journey. That is what the Four of Wands is teaching us. Celebrate your journey. Understand that you actually really are the writer, the author of your life, but it really, really takes for you to look at yourself from that perspective and understand it and have fun with it and say, you know what, huh, let me scratch that verse out and get a little bit more specific here because I see what happened, right? Like, there's this time, one time that I manifested something, you guys, so funny. I manifested it. It was right here in my hand and it was a different way. One time I was like, I wish I had a new iPhone. I'm gonna manifest a new iPhone. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna manifest a new iPhone. Guess what happened? My phone broke. And guess what I had to do? Order a replacement. I was just saying I want a new iPhone. And guess what I got? A new iPhone. My old one broke. I got the same one replaced. It was a brand new iPhone in a box. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. So we gotta get me specific. So I gotta give you the number. I gotta be like, instead of saying a new iPhone, I gotta be like, oh, I want the new iPhone, like, 72 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be specific with it. And it's so funny, but I wasn't, like, mad, like, oh, my God, the universe gonna give me. I was laughing because I was like, whoa, okay, let me, you know, let me switch it up. Let me be more specific. I laughed because it's about the journey. It's about the journey. And if you're too busy being like everyone else, if you're too busy looking at someone else to tell you that you're good, if you're too busy to try to see if the world is approving you because you're on the world status and the world standards, you will not ever be able to fully enjoy your journey. You're not even enjoying the journey because there's this disconnect within yourself, but you're just living the life that was never designed for you in the first place. So the Four of Wands is reminding us to, you know, build those roots and have fun with it. Have fun with it. Know what your four core values are. Start there. What are your core values? What are your four core values? What do you stand for? Maybe we start there. And then from there, we can take it and build up each leg, step by step, brick by brick, stone by stone. But start there. I challenge you. Create your four core values. I feel like that's what the Four of Wands is telling us. That's what we need to know for this week. There is magic in the air. And this magic is called change. This magic is called acceptance. This magic is called you. So stand firmly on it. Be unapologetic for who you are, for what you claim. And in the world of trends, remain a timeless original. Always. Don't let nobody hold you back. Even if that person is yourself, show up and be you anyway. Reconnect back with yourself and see where that takes you. All right, y'all? So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Again, I apologize for not showing up for y'all last week. I had a lot going on. Normally, these are pre-recorded, like a week in advance. I just did not get to it. I was so busy. But we won't have that issue again. No, we won't. Not at all. So again, I appreciate you guys so much. I hope that this episode really helps you to kind of, you know, remember again, because sometimes we just need those quick jabs to help us remember, you know? We don't need a lot, we just need a little bit sometimes to help us remember. So I hope that this helps you get back to your path, helps you to embrace your journey just a little bit more. Remember, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Please share with a friend, with a friend, with a friend or family, so anybody who may need to hear this. I strongly, strongly, truly appreciate each and every one of you guys. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week. And I will see you guys next week for the next episode. Thank you guys so much. Take care. And don't forget that you are enough. Never forget that. And be kind to yourself. Love you guys. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know I like to keep it real and authentic with y'all because that's how true change comes about. Thank you so much for the love, and remember to share this episode and other episodes with a friend who may need to hear this. Stay you, stay Neo. See you next time.